This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, May 17. On the third day, he rose. Our reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God. For we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in turn, Christ the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Why do we say that Jesus rose on the third day? Some people might argue that the number of days he lay in the grave would confirm that he had died. Others point out that this fulfills a prophecy about Jesus' death. But the mention of the third day isn't the main point of the Creed's declaration saying the third day he rose again from the dead. The main point is that at a specific moment in time, Jesus rose again from the dead. Jesus' resurrection not only stands at the center of the Apostles' Creed, it stands firmly at the center of the Bible's teachings. Indeed, Christ's resurrection is the foundation on which our Christian faith rests. For, as the Apostle Paul emphasizes, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, all who hope in him should be the most pitied of all people. For if Jesus didn't rise, we are all still shackled by the chains of sin and doomed to death forever. But by his resurrection, Jesus has conquered death, washed away our sins, and covered us with his own righteousness. By his resurrection, Jesus has made us his own and raised us to a new life of walking with him. By his resurrection, Jesus also assures us that one day we too will be raised from the dead. Alleluia! He has risen indeed. Pray with me. Jesus, you rose from the grave in triumph over sin and death. We thank you and praise you. Now help us to live for you. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.